A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus B. Invest, that's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone, so come along. Learn some grammar, learn a phrase, learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, cause here we go. A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H, I want A plus English.
Hello, welcome to A Plus English. My name is Ben.
And I'm Elsie. Easter is coming.
Yeah.
复活节要来了。What do you know about Easter? Do you celebrate it?
Yes, I do. And I know that in the Christianity religion, Easter is the day that Jesus comes alive from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know it is in March or April as the date changes, but it's always on a Sunday.
Yeah?
Yeah, it is. And I remember celebrating it as a child by finding Easter eggs that were hidden all over my grandma's house and opening them to find chocolate or other candies inside.
Mm-hmm.
So how about you, Elsie?
所以你们还可以找复活节彩蛋 but here, we don't really celebrate Easter in Taiwan, butAnyways, we're going to see what May and Peter, they're going to do something for Easter.
So let's start the article right now.
Celebrate Easter with fun, beautiful eggs. Warm-up question. What do you know about Easter? Do you celebrate it?
Peter, why do people make beautiful eggs for Easter?
The eggs mean new life.Easter started as a holiday for the beginning of spring. Let's make some beautiful eggs.
They lay some things out on the table.
What do we do with these flowers and leaves?
First, we clean them with water. Then, we wrap them around the eggs.
And what are the silk stockings for?
We'll put these around the eggs and flowers.
Great. Now what?
Now we will boil the eggs with some soy sauce.
Later, they take off the silk stockings and look at their finished eggs.
Oh, they look so pretty.
Mean, 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 meant, meant. When the light on the taxi is on, it means no people are riding in it. When the light on the taxi is on, it means no people are riding in it. Beginning, beginning.Next month is the beginning of summer, so the weather will get very hot. Next month is the beginning of summer, so the weather will get very hot. Leaf, leaf. The tree's big green leaves were waving in the wind. The tree's big green leaves were waving in the wind.Pretty, pretty. Lots of people fell in love with the pretty flowers and took pictures of them. Lots of people fell in love with the pretty flowers and took pictures of them.
认识字汇
Wrap. Finished.
All right, so the article starts by saying, Peter, why do people make beautiful eggs for Easter? Now, eggs are what chickens come out of or birds. Mm-hmm. Now, actually, 94% of animals come from eggs.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. 所以这边一开始呢是 May 先说话她说啊为什么复活节要制作漂亮的鸡蛋呢 Yeah, why do you have to color the eggs?
That is a good question, Elsie. Well, Peter says the eggs mean new life. Now, that takes us to our word power word mean, which is a verb. M-E-A-N, mean. Alright, so mean means to show something as a thought, opinion, or a fact. Now, when we say something means something, it has another image in mind. For example, we could look at a heart and know that it means love. Now, here are some other examples. At a traffic light, the color red means stop. Now, the color yellow means slow down, and the color green means go. Here's another example sentence. When the light on the taxi is on, it means no people are riding in it. When the light on the taxi is on, it means no people are riding in it.
Means 这边当动词用代表意指意味。那例句说，当计程车的上面的灯亮的时候呢，代表车里是没有乘客的。那 mean 这个字也可以当形容词用哦。它代表的是刻薄的 So don't be mean to people 不要对人刻薄不要对人不好那回到他们的对话当中呢 Peter 说复活节的彩蛋代表新生命 They represent new life
Yeah, they do So the article says that Easter started as a holiday for the beginning of spring Now beginning is a noun B-E-G-I-N-N-I-N-G Beginning Alright, so the beginning means the start of something. Now, in a race, there is a beginning when the athletes start and begin to run, and the end when they cross the finish line. Here's another example. The end of March is the beginning of spring. Now, note that when there is a beginning, there is also an end, like reading a book or listening to a song. Here's another example sentence.Next month is the beginning of summer, so the weather will get very hot. Next month is the beginning of summer, so the weather will get very hot.
我们都学过一个动词叫做 begin, 那你在它的字尾重复 and 再加 ing, 就变成了 beginning 这个名词代表开始起初。那例句说呢下个月就是夏天的开始了所以天气会变得非常热。那回到 Peter 这边说复活节是春天的第一个节日 the first holiday in spring.
Yeah, so let's go back to the article and it says, let's make some beautiful eggs. Now they lay some things out on the table.、
Mm-hmm.
Now that takes us to lay something out.Which means to organize something, most likely on a flat surface like a table or a chair. Now it means to make sure everything is put properly and in order so nothing is messy.
So to lay something out, 这个片语啊代表的是排列或是摆放。那 Peter 说呢我们来做复活节彩蛋吧。然后呢他们就将一些东西摆放到桌面上 lay the things on the table.、
Yeah.
So what are these things?
That's a good question, Elsie. Well, let's look. So May says, what do we do with these flowers and leaves? Now, flowers and leaves are decorations. They are used to make the egg look a little nicer. Now, that brings us to our word power word, leaf. Noun, L-E-A-F, leaf.Alright, so leaves are the green parts of flowers that hang to the side. Now trees have leaves and flowers have leaves too. Now a leaf helps bring nutrients to the flower or tree. Here's an example sentence. The tree's big green leaves were waving in the wind. The tree's big green leaves were waving in the wind.
叶子这个字呢在英文里面如果是单数的话呢它是 one leaf, L-E-A-F, 那如果是复数的话我们说 two leaves, 也就是把字尾的 F 拿掉加上 V-E-S 就可以了。那例句说呢这棵树上又大又绿的叶子正在随风摇曳。那回到 May 说啊这些花和叶子是用来做什么的呢 ?So, what are they for? What are the flowers and leaves for?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, Peter says, first,We clean them with water.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first in this usage is normally used with a set of steps, such as first, second, third, etc. It is used to say in an organization of steps what we begin to do.
所以我们要说首先的时候呢可以用这个字叫做 first. 首先呢我们要先用水清洗它们。What's next?
Yeah, well next the article says is then we wrap them around the eggs. Now then means what we do after something. So here's an example. I washed my socks, then hang them for drying.
Then 代表就是接下来，那我们当然可以用别的字来代换，比如说 next 或者是 second， 也就是第二个步骤。所以呢，接下来 we wrap them。
Yeah, definitely. And when we wrap something, we surround whatever it is with something else. So here's an example. For Christmas, oftentimes we wrap a present so no one can guess it.
所以 wrap 这个动作呢代表的是包或裹某个东西。那记得哦 WR 开头的字 W 是不发音的，所以我们直接念 wrap 就可以了。那刚刚 Ben 提到的 Christmas 圣诞节我们要包装礼物，那我们的包装纸就叫做 wrapping paper. Okay, so May has another question here.
Yeah, so May says, and what are the silk stockings for? Well, silk is a fiber that is very smooth and is made from a silk worm. It is very thin too. Now, these silk stockings are like socks.But are bigger and where we can put gifts into for the holidays or just to hang up and look nice.
Silk 代表的是丝绸，那 silk stockings 代表的是丝袜。所以 May 就问了，那丝袜是用来做什么的呢？ Yeah, what are those for?
Yeah, well, in the article, Peter says we'll put these around the eggs and flowers.
那我们就会将丝袜呢放在蛋和花的四周。
Yeah.
In order to,
well, May says,
okay.
Great, now what? Yeah, Now, we often say, now what, when we look to the next step of what to do. Now, we are asking a question for someone to help guide us on our next step.
Okay, so when we want to know what our next step is, we can say, now what? 下一步怎么办?
Yeah. So, Peter says, now,We will boil the eggs with some soy sauce. Now, soy sauce is the sauce we most commonly use in Taiwan. It's a bit salty and has a dark brownish black color. So, Elsie, what foods do you like to eat with soy sauce?
Soy sauce, 先跟同学说是酱油 And I like to eat sushi with soy sauce.
My favorite too as well.
Yeah. And wasabi.
Oh, yes.
Okay, 所以 Peter 这边说呢，现在我们要用酱油煮鸡蛋。Okay.I don't know why they need to boil the eggs with soy sauce.
Yeah, that is interesting. Eggs and soy sauce. Well, let's look at the article. So later they take off the silk stockings and look at their finished eggs. Now here in this sentence, finished means completed. Much like beginning where something is started, something is finished, has come to an end.
我们以前学过动词完成叫做 finish， 那在字尾加上 ed， 可以把它变成一个形容词来用，代表完成的。所以接下来呢 ，May 跟 Peter 他们将丝袜拿掉，然后看着他们的鸡蛋成品。They looked at their finished eggs.
Yeah, the finished eggs. So May says they look so pretty. Now to look like something has an appearance of something. For example, we could say he looks happy or sad.Now, pretty is an adjective, P-R-E-T-T-Y, pretty. Now, that's our word power for today. All right, so pretty. Pretty means a place, building, or object that is attractive, especially in a delicate way, but not really beautiful or impressive. It also means looking very nice and just close to beautiful. Now, oftentimes we say it is for babies, as the baby is still so young and growing.We can say she is pretty. Now, we wouldn't say beautiful as the baby has not grown up. It still needs time to grow. But pretty means still becoming beautiful. So here's an example sentence. Lots of people fell in love with the pretty flowers and took pictures of them. Lots of people fell in love with the pretty flowers and took pictures of them.
Pretty 这个形容词呢代表好看的精致的那例句说呢许多人爱上这些漂亮的花而且替他们拍照那最后呢 May 就说了他们看起来好漂亮啊他说的就是他们这些完成的鸡蛋 So this is the way you make beautiful Easter eggs Have you ever done this before?
I have not Well maybe when I was little But I forget how the process went But I know we had to decorate our eggs with watercolors and just make some flowers. Yeah, exactly. Do you remember Hmm? No, not, never mind.
What? Because yeah. I've never done
exactly,
that before,
I just remember,
man.
Yeah. But anyway, let's go to the magic box first, and then we'll be back for our review time.
Okay.
Magic box. 找亮点。
Hello, 大家好，我是 Isaac。想必大家在学英文的时候呢，大概觉得很困难的跟很头痛的地方就是被动词变化以及搞清楚文法吧。特别是呢，有些动词还长得非常的像，但意思呢却完全不一样。那今天呢，我就来介绍一款大家常常会搞混的一组动词。那这组动词呢就是 lay 跟 lie。那 lay L-A-Y 当动词的时候有表示放置或者是下蛋的意思。那它的三态呢是 lay, laid, laid。L-A-Y, L-A-I-D, L-A-I-D 那它的 V-I-N-G 呢则是 laying, L-A-Y-I-N-G 那在本课里面呢是当作动词片语 lay something out 那意思是排列或者是摆放的意思这边的 lay 呢表示将某物放置在某个地方比如说 I lay all my stationery out on the desk 我将所有的文具呢都摆在书桌上那 lie 当作动词表示躺的时候呢它的动词三态是 lie, lay, lain, lie, lay, lain 比如说 I lay in bed all day long yesterday because I had a terrible headache 我昨天躺在床上休息一天因为我的头呢非常的痛这边的 lay 呢是躺 lied 的过去式最后别忘了如果 lie 当动词表示说谎的时候动词的三态是 lie, lied, liedLIE, LIED, LIED 那让我们来造一个句子吧 Kids should not lie to their parents 小孩子呢不可以跟父母亲说谎哦那这边提醒大家 lie 当动词不管是躺或者是说谎的时候它的 V-I-N-G 都是 lying L-Y-I-N-G 去掉 I-E 再加上 Y-I-N-G 哦好啦那在介绍完这组常搞混的动词之后也换你来试试看吧假如我要说我弟弟把他的玩具摆放在房间的地板上，这句话的英文该怎么说呢？
The answer is, my brother lays his toys out on the floor in his room. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Alright, now Elsie, let's play our review game for today.So we're going to play fill in the blank.、
Mm-hmm.
So I will think of a sentence.
Yeah.
And then I will use one of our word power words and I'll let you guess what it is. Okay.、
Mm-hmm. And we can take turns.
Yeah.
好啦所以要填空咯同学们注意填完之后呢要再拼字看看你们会不会拼这些单字。Okay, you want to start?
Yeah, I'll start. All right, so let me think. The building looks very...
Blank?
Yeah, blank.
The building looks very...建筑物看起来那后面有一个形容词、
yeah.
I need to put an adjective there, right?、Mm-hmm. So the only adjective that we have for today is pretty.
Oh, exactly. It could not be mean or anything
right,
like
so
that.
Right, so the building looks really pretty.
Yeah, pretty, exactly.
看起来好看
精致 Very pretty, like a library or、mm-hmm. something like
P-R-E-T-T-Y, that. P-R-E-T-T-Y, pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's my turn.
Sure.
Look at the big blank on the tree.、Mm. I want to take them home.
Oh, well, it can't be pretty since we just used that.、
Mm-hmm.
Let me see, mean. No, that doesn't sound right for a mean face. And beginning, that would be hard too. I mean, beginning on a tree. Well, the tree could be beginning to grow, but the only one that makes sense is leaf, I think. So the、
right.
leaf on the tree.
And I used a plural form.
Oh.
Look at the leaves on the tree.
Leaves on the tree.
Okay. 那单数的话是 leaf, L-E-A-F. 复数、mm-hmm. L-E-A-V-E-S. Leaves.
All right. So let's think of one last one、
okay.
I can think of. Our fall semester is begin. Oh, actually, I just gave that one away.
You just said the answer.
Let's try a different one. Let me think.
Okay.
All right.
It was
a
blank.
I'll let you think of this one, Elsie.
Okay. How about this one?
This one? Yeah.
Ben, I looked up the dic- Oh, wait.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah.
I don't know what this word blank.
Oh,
would you please explain this to me?
Yeah, well, let me see. It cannot be beginning.
Finally.
This, the beginning of the word.
Okay.
This word, the word means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, see, mean, I was thinking of like a mean person, but mean is, yeah, what is the meaning of the word?
So, yeah, so I don't know what this word means.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Anyway, that's all for our review time today.
Yeah.
I hope you guys can keep practicing with your words back at school and at home. All right. So for A Plus English, my name's Ben.
My name's Elsie.
Take care.
Bye.
Celebrate Easter with fun, beautiful eggs. Warm-up question. What do you know about Easter? Do you celebrate it?
Peter, why do people make beautiful eggs for Easter?
The eggs mean new life. Easter started as a holiday for the beginning of spring. Let's make some beautiful eggs.
They lay some things out on the table.
What do we do with these flowers and leaves?
First, we clean them with water. Then, we wrap them around the eggs.
And what are the silk stockings for?
We'll put these around the eggs and flowers.
Great. Now what?
Now, we will boil the eggs with some soy sauce.
Later, they take off the silk stockings and look at their finished eggs.
Oh, it looks so pretty.
Word power!
Mean. 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 Meant. Meant. When the light on the taxi is on, it means no people are riding in it. When the light on the taxi is on, it means no people are riding in it. Beginning. Beginning. Next month is the beginning of summer, so the weather will get very hot. Next month is the beginning of summer, so the weather will get very hot. Leaf. Leaf. The tree's big green leaves were waving in the wind. The tree's big green leaves were waving in the wind. Pretty. Pretty. Lots of people fell in love with the pretty flowers and took pictures of them. Lots of people fell in love with the pretty flowers and took pictures of them.
认识词汇
Wrap. Finished.